Morning, Barb.
Morning, Kimmy.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm getting busier every day leading up to the show.
You know what I've been really enjoying? Your Facebook page posts sharing some of the history of the Bega Show over the last 150 years.
Oh, yeah, well, I think I have to give credit to Norm Pearce for that. He's been doing a great job, you know, chasing up people with photos and stories and everything. He's done a wonderful job.
Yeah, it's really a lot of great reminiscing. I mean, back when I was a kid, the Bega Show was the big event of the year.
Yes, yeah, and let's hope it is this year too.
Well, it's been COVID affected the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, oh, bushfires and COVID. It's nice to have all the shows back on the scene this year.
It's been terrific. We've already had a few of them, so it's been good. Now, the Bega Show is on the weekend of the 19th and 20th, celebrating that 150 years. So what have you got lined up, Barb?
Oh, well, for the 150, we're going to have, in the pavilion, we're going to have a display of all the old photos, trophies, ribbons that people have kept from way back in the 1940s.
Wow.
So that'd be great to see, yeah. And just, well, for entertainment over the weekend, there's a lot.
Yeah, there sure is.
Yeah, well, we have, like, obviously the normal horse events, the animal nursery, poultry pavilion, but there'll be the stunt bikes back doing those flips up in the air. We've got the racing lawnmowers, the working dogs, just heaps and heaps of stuff.
I like the thought of the racing lawnmowers.
Yes, that should be exciting.
They sound like a lot of fun. You've got Questacon there this year too.
Yeah, they're coming on the Saturday to have a bit of a science show. Also, they're in conjunction with the Bornda Environment and Education Centre. So they're all putting on a little bit just on that Saturday. So that'd be great for the kids to come and have a look at.
Oh, awesome. One of the other favourites of mine at a country show is the wood chopping events.
That's on Saturday around lunchtime. And I know those fellas are really keen to get their actors back out and have a chop.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, it's a bit of a crowd pleaser, that one. Yeah.
And another crowd pleaser, of course, is the fireworks.
Yep. Again, because we're just having really our entertainment on Saturday and Sunday night. The fireworks used to be Friday, but now it's Saturday night, and it's on with the harness racing, the trots. So they'll be on there as well.
It also amazes me at country shows how many events feature animals. For example, you've got your pet show, your dog high jump, which is a beauty.
And there might be even a roving emu and his little chicks might make an appearance.
Oh, they're beautiful, beautiful. And what's the big event on Sunday night to wrap the Bega Show up?
Oh, it has to be the Demo Derby, doesn't it, Kimmy?
It's fantastic. I love it.
Yes, yeah. Well, people have been getting their cars ready. They thought, you know, for the last couple of years, thinking there may have been a show on. But so we're hoping we get a lot of entries for that. Yeah, and that's always the finale of the show, and it just really pulls the crowd in. And so I hope everyone comes along and supports the Bega Show. Yeah.
It's going to be a big one, the Demolition Derby, for the 150-year celebration. Now,
yes.
I noticed that your ticket prices are super reasonable as well.
So it's $15 for an adult for the day, or you can buy the two-day pass, which lets you in and out at any time for the $30. Seniors are $10, and kids are $5 a day, or, yeah, $10 for a whole weekend.
Awesome.
And they can get them online. Just go to our website, www.begashow.org.au.
Okay. Facebook page, of course, your page there has constant updates, so people can check that out. But, you know, Barb, I've got a great feeling about this year's Bega Show being the 150th anniversary, the fact it hasn't been around for a couple of years, so I think it's going to be huge.
Yes, let's hope the weather's good too. Nice, cool days are the best. People come in and can just wander around and really enjoy everything that's there.
Yes, there's also a chance it could be stinking hot, mate. You know what it's like.
And a bit of a storm at night time.
Exactly. Well, nothing's going to dampen the spirits, I'm pretty sure about that.
Yeah, no, I hope it all goes well. We're all looking forward to it, like the excitement starting to build. But these last few weeks up into the show, it just gets really crazy. Even though you had things planned maybe months and months ago, it's really the last couple of weeks and week where everything just gets fine-tuned and we just bring it all together.
That's awesome. Well, I wish you the best, Barb, and thanks so much for having a chat with me this morning.
No, that's great. Thanks for your time, Kimmy.